This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is September 16th, 2014. NFL Week 3 picks and kicks. Bebe Major Calhoun in the building. Double R joining us soon. What's up, fellas?
Truth.
What's going on with you, Mr. Digital Darren?
Can't call it. Major, what's good?
It's good, my guy.
Your Saints ain't looking too good. Let's start off like that.
It look like bullshit.
Here we go. We 0-2 right now.
Yeah, they did. Shoot them in the head.
It's a long season ahead, man.
Before we get to the picks and kicks, Paul, I want to ask you, as a New Orleans Saint, how do you be a New Orleans Saint fan when you're from Atlanta?
Always been one.
You gotta be a jackass.
I never been a Falcon fan.
I'm a little gay.
He just liked the bees.
He liked the colors.
Hold on, we talking to a guy who's a fan of a team where his favorite player is on the bench.
Who?
Oh. Yeah, I'm with Michael Vick, and I'm with the hometown, Atlanta, ATL. So, you know, so you I'm a diehard fan. A lot of folks ain't like that.
So, you've been a Falcon, I mean, a Saints fan all your life, as long as you can remember.
As long as I can remember.
What made you become a Saints fan? Because they were losing back when you were younger, too.
They had trash, but they had bad.
Real trash.
My uncle Ben Friend played for them, though.
Okay, all right. That made perfect sense then.
That's good wild. Lie. Way to make up a story.
George Ross.
Yeah. So
from South Carolina, Heisman Trophy one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
From Roswell.
He's the Heisman Trophy winner. No lie.
I could have read that.
I know too much about it, though.
What did he do in the league?
Yeah, one good year, broke his leg or something like that. Tore ACL. Yeah, he was like rookie of the year and tore the knee up.
So, nobody.
Nah. I mean, he won rookie of the year.
You would have known who he was. What his name, Bobby Ross?
George Rogers.
He
won the Heisman rookie of the year.
His name is not goddamn Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan is on the Hall of Fame. You doing right.
And what yearbook? 2014?
Let's just stick to what we're talking about here. How the Saints.
So, yo, George Rogers, yo, he was a Heisman Trophy winner, good player, whatever. That's what's up. So, that does make sense why you were a Saints fan or whatever. So, are y'all going to turn y'all season around?
Of course, starting Sunday.
Starting Sunday. All right. So, like every week, we do a Lewinsky and a You Suck Award. So, for those who don't know or new to the show, Lewinsky is for somebody who did a good job. The You Suck is for somebody who did a bad job. So, this week, we're going to start off with the You Suck Award. And I go around, and I let Major go first. Who get the You Suck Award?
Pat Ryan. For his three-peat. How the hell you have a first good week and second week you playing against a mediocre team and you have three picks? How many points did y'all have in the game Sunday? 10 points.
Just like an old Saints fan want to do some nonsense like that. Matt Ryan is a... All right. Yo, that's your use up?
Yeah, Matt Ryan. He leading the league in passing, yo. But if you can't pick apart a defense like that, then what?
Calhoun?
I had one, but I forgot it. So I just go with Robert Griffin. You suck. Here we go again. Hurt again. Non-contact injury. And you're going to go ahead and let this take your job.
Does he start another in it? Over under the number of games he started for Washington?
Boy. Under five.
Five.
Under five.
I say under six.
Probably four.
All right, so, baby, how many over-under games RG3 get?
Probably about four.
Four. Mike, over-under number games RG3 start for Washington.
This year?
Yeah.
About five.
Everybody saying the same thing, getting five, 4 to 5. Mm-hmm. All right,
and
so.
That's if this don't go off.
Who get your You Suck Award? Who did a bad job this week?
The Falcons offense.
All right, over their defense?
I think as a whole, with the weapons that the Falcons got, with their little three-man running game, with their four wide receivers sitting, they've been running, and to get 10 points, I think that was real bad. When
That makes sense.
Week one, y'all set records in yards and stuff like that. Yeah, the comeback against a depleted Cincinnati defense and put up 10 points, yeah, I think that was kind of bad.
He only got 637 yards. He had more than that on up.
All right, so this Darren, I say Major said that you suck go to the Falcons and Matt Ryan. Now you suck go to your Saints, losing to Cleveland.
Ooh. Thank you.
That's a good pick.
Nobody mentioned Colin Kaepernick for giving Chicago back in the game.
I mean, you can get more than one you suck. It's always enough room for to blame some mixed child, ain't it?
So my you suck would be the Colts for being 0-2. Since Luck been in the league, they just suck as a whole to me right now.
Let's give a good you suck to the referee. Because, boy, it has been some bad calls that's cost some games.
Terrible.
Yeah, they cost the Colts their game.
Yeah, it's been some bad calls all weekend. All
right, so let's slide from the you suck to the Lewinsky Award. Go the other way, baby. Who did a good job this week to you?
I go with what my boy name? Receiver. The Bears.
Brandon Marshall.
My guy.
He looked like a man.
One hand kick. Ooh, remind me of my go getter days.
When you was watching us?
You know, I still hold the records. You know what I mean?
All right, Mr. Bills.
All right, this Darren, my Lewinsky Award goes to San Diego, Philly, all the teams that made me look good with my off-the-wall predictions this week or whatever. So they both get some You Suck Good Job Awards or whatever.
Yeah, they pulled you through.
Yeah, what about you, Mr. M.O.B.?
I got to go with Darren Scrolls. I got to go with, like you said, I got to like the Chargers for pulling off a big win against Seattle. I don't know, I think they're my two big highlights.
That was a great win with Seattle. That's a good one.
Seattle did a good, because
the Chargers
did
a good thing. You know what I'm saying?
And Darren Scrolls had a great game to be so small. You know what I'm saying? He still defied the odds in the NFL.
Not to take that away from Shady.
No, McCoy did his thing, but Darren Scrolls was the reason they won the game.
Calhoun?
I'm going with Phillip Rivers, who's making some spectacular throws, standing in the pocket, doing his thing. I'm pro Phillip Rivers.
Right now, they may be the second or third best team in football.
And he ain't playing.
They 2-0, right?
I was calling Mr. MOB, and we was talking about some of the catches Gates was making and the throws he was making. Man, he was taking some hits and getting out of them. It was a great game. And I'm going with that in Washington. Kirk Cousins came in and scored over 40 points.
Kirk Cousins was 9-for-9.
Good God almighty, man. That man came in first strike with 20-yard touchdown. RG3, go ahead and have a seat, sir. Get you a cold beverage and some popcorn and watch the show. It's over with, son. To the Vince Young and the lean sipping, what's his name?
Jamarcus.
Join the ranks, son. That's where you're going,
Mr. Major.
I got to go with Phillip Rivers, man. Phillip Rivers made Seattle defense look like they was some. They was goddamn the Rams.
They were ordinary.
Or the Falcons secondary. They supposed to have one of the best defense, if not the best defense in the league. But you got to also commend his backs to picking up the blitz. Mm-hmm. As an overall, they were well prepared. All
right. That's what's up. So let's transition from the kicks part of it to the picks part of it. As everybody know, we pick both two times. We give the who going to win the game, and we pick the betting line so everybody can make some money. So the first game, Thursday night, Tampa Bay at the Falcons. The line is Atlanta by 6.5. So I'll start off. I think the Falcons win, and I think they cover. Cover meaning they're going to win by 7 or more.
I take that. I think the Falcons win. They win by. They cover the bet. I think that too.
I think they win. I think they get back on track. Probably lose the next game though. But I'm going with the Falcons at home on a Thursday night, and they cover.
As much as I hate to say this,
okay,
but I got to go with the Falcons at home against Tampa. And I say they covered his points, bro.
Mr. MOB?
No Falcons and they don't cover the spread. That's what people tell me. All
right.
You want them to win.
That's a bad pick, sir.
I'm not picking the Falcons.
First 1 o'clock game for Sunday, Chargers at the Bills.
Hey, can we do a side note to say how gay Mr. MOB is for being a cat who was brave, born to raise a stone throw from the dome and going against the home team?
Whatever, man. Why you
got to
try to call me out? Because I don't like the South. I don't like
them. All right, so Chargers at Bills, first game. Chargers 1-1. Sorry, I thought they were 2-0. They lost to Denver their first game. Sure did. Yeah. So, go ahead first, Mike.
Chargers.
Baby.
Chargers, no brainer.
The line is Buffalo by 2.5, so neither one
them
of y'all.
Playing, them folk playing out their mind right now.
Major.
I say Buffalo.
Do they cover 2.5?
Yeah. Buffalo beat by 3.
Okay. I got Buffalo. I think they cover. For one. West Coast teams never go do good going East Coast.
At a 1 o'clock game.
At a 1 o'clock game.
They ain't ready for the speed in the backs of Buffalo.
Exactly. Plus, they played a late game versus Seattle. The Chargers. So, I just think, the Chargers played a late game at Seattle. So, I just think everything.
As a matter of fact, Buffalo 2-0.
And Buffalo the 2-0 team. I think it's a hard task to go.
What's the hope in Buffalo?
I'm playing in Buffalo.
I've been persuaded. Buffalo.
You a hating ass. All you do is sit up. You did it last week. Oh, you got it.
He just tried to call me out there. Y'all said, Buffalo, oh, I've been persuaded. Hey,
I'm sticking with the Chargers, man.
Hey, man. Hey.
Rivers, man.
It's a game bang in the back. I want to go and get in on it, man.
Rivers, man.
Hey, you a butt monster, man.
All right, Dallas. Dallas at the Rams in this 1 o'clock game. I'll start off. The line is Dallas by 2. They could have made this line Dallas by 22. I would still take Dallas.
I would not have taken them if it was 22, but I'm taking the Cowboys. I think they cover. I think they win by more than 3.
Who is St. Louis quarterback?
Buddy.
That's why you can take Dallas by 2. Major.
I say Tony Romo. Tony Romo, they cover. They cover.
Baby.
I hate Tony Romo, man. I guess, yeah, I'd take Dallas, though. The Rams, I don't see nothing in the room.
And they lost Chris Long for the longest. Mr. MOB, who you got?
I got Dallas.
All right. The Redskins at the Eagles.
I go first. They're my toss-up game right here. So, what's the point spread?
Point spread, Philly by 6.5. So, you're saying they win by 6.5?
They don't cover. And I'm going with Washington.
You got Washington win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's Major's upset of the week, right?
My same upset. I take that upset. I'm with DeSean Jackson over the Eagles. Payback time, baby. Let's get it.
So do we get the Crip Walk in the end zone?
Crip Walk City, baby.
I'm going with the Eagles. That offense is very fast. That defense, you're going to be winded playing them. They can score. They got a nice enough defense. I'm going with the Eagles.
So Mr. Well, MOB.
So well as Redskins, too, though.
I got the Eagles, but I don't even think
DeSean
Jackson
playing.
He's questionable.
I need to know that from a fantasy.
It doesn't matter. They still beat him.
I rolled Philly last week. I'll ride Philly again. I don't think they win by more than a touchdown. These division games always be closer, but I do think they win the game. That's me.
Yeah, I don't think that spread is good either.
No. Next, we got Houston at the Giants. First off, wouldn't this be out the worst look? I'm going to be in Houston, but they're going to be in New York. Oh. Yeah, that's kind of fucked up, ain't it? I'll start off. Giants look like the worst team. I said it before, said it again. Porn stars and football teams, when they old, it shows. It shows with them. They may be the second worst team in the league right now. I got the Texans winning. And the line is Houston by 2.5. I think Houston wins by a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm going with that, too. You don't even have to say the Giants have debacle. They looking like the midgets. So yeah, the Texans for sure. I believe beating this game.
I'm going with Houston, man. Houston cover the point spread.
You do this ball chop and screwed.
Well, I'm going for the shocker upset. I'm going with the Giants.
So baby, you want to lose all?
Eli finally bounced back and get on top and get a win on his belt.
To his point, you got to bounce. They got to win one game. They going to win
somewhere. You got to win somewhere. Eli ain't the loser now. He gonna strike somewhere.
Mr. MOB?
I'm listening to y'all, and I'm thinking the odds going against the Giants cause
they look like shit.
Yeah, the defense of the Texans and Foster ran good, but I gotta go, baby. I think Eli gonna bounce back, get a win against them.
Hey man. FYI, this is not the playoff. He's not guaranteed regular season.
That's a good point.
I know, but he's going to beat them. I think he's going to win. I do.
How many of y'all got them winning by? Since y'all got the Giants win, I'm just curious. How many do y'all have them winning by? Close right. game or blowout?
It's going to be a close game. Probably a touchdown.
Secure. Next, Vikings at the Saints.
My baby.
I see a 0-2. Well, I'm staying. So that means y'all three games out of first place. Really four, if you count Carolina. Hey, y'all three games behind us.
Understand
what they playing in New Orleans.
They playing in New Orleans.
We don't lose at home.
The line is New Orleans by 9.5.
We'll beat them by 9.5. We'll beat them by 10. We'll beat them by 10.
Go ahead, Mr. MOB.
I'm going with Who That Nation. They'll win by 10.
You're so gay to even say Who That, though.
Is Adrian Peterson playing?
It don't matter who playing.
Adrian Peterson playing and he bringing the switch. It's gonna be a beat downtown, man. I got the Saints though. They don't cover.
Darren, I got the Saints and they cover. They win by 14. And a quote lend itself, I got the Saints large, very large. They're gonna beat the shit out of Minnesota. All this distraction running around. So.
They're gonna just run the ball more. I don't think they're gonna have the ball as much. I don't think they're gonna
Minnesota lost by 30 last week.
It's the great Tom Brady.
The great Drew Brees.
Tom Brady don't have the nearest weapon we got.
I got New Orleans, baby.
Go with AP, man.
Well, I'm gonna go with sorry. Who did? Who this? Who whatever?
Who gives a fuck? That's what he's saying. Not who that. Who gives
too
a
much
fuck?
Going on up there in Minnesota right now to get a great win?
I'm gonna add a quick question for everybody. Does AP play this week? Just something yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't take it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody that man beat his son with a brick. He wouldn't with a switch. White people don't understand that. We got everybody got a woman with a switch before.
Yeah, we are from the generation where you picked out your own switch. Yeah. And if it was too small, they went and picked it for you.
Got to wrap it
exactly.
Up.
Exactly.
They ain't no branch, though. They only knew they can say he with a branch.
But shut up. I'm willing to bet all y'all he doesn't play Sunday.
Really?
I'm willing to bet every last one of y'all he doesn't play Sunday.
There's too much commotion going on, so you have a point, man. It's a great chance he won't, but.
Nah, he's
as great as he is.
They lose.
Mr. MOB said a good place. They sponsors are dropping out of this.
Sponsors is more important than the NFL.
Their dollar is better than what.
So, yeah.
They $200 million they paying for sponsors. They get this man out the field.
I can agree.
I'd
rather see him to the side and lose my sponsors.
He's activated.
He's not bigger than the league.
As, just like Greg Hart was activated till the game time. And they set him right before the game. I don't see how they. I could be wrong. I could be 100% wrong. But I don't see nowhere in hell if this keeps going on. But sponsors keep coming, how he plays. I don't see this no way in here.
I think it's a travesty how everyone gets on one person riding and then act high and mighty and over-righteous. Everyone acting so perfect. And they just ride a human being until it's just the demise of it. It's nonstop picking, prodding, and just he needs to apologize to who? To us. He needs to be responsible. To who? To us. He need to count. Who the fuck are you?
I mean, but this is the generation we in now. Yeah. Social media. Everything
fuck
is
everybody.
Open. Everybody has their opinion. And at some point, everybody's opinion is just on tidal wave. And for the NFL, that...
This has been a tumultuous.
Yeah, and this goes to the point that Roger Goodell has to call them and say, look, y'all can play this man.
No. Roger Goodell has to go ahead and do his resignation. Because he's mishandled all these situations.
None of that will matter. The thing that matters, once those sponsors, like the thing that I tweeted this under the podcast, the nail in his coffin will be when... Anheuser-Busch to produce, I mean, the makers of Budweiser. Whatever they said on Sports Center earlier today. Yeah. That's what's going to be with get Arthur Blank, Jerry Jones. Roger, we love you, but we can't have this. You know what I'm saying? Once sponsors start going, then he goes. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say they may play AP, but Lord knows I don't see how they play AP with them losing the sponsor and other sponsors saying stuff. I don't. Just me, as an owner, I don't see how you get through it. You know what I'm saying? That's my opinion. But
I come out and say, what is wrong with me disciplining my child? But when he grow up to be a troublemaker, then y'all discipline him like y'all did Mike Brown in the streets. y'all shoot them down. But when I'm trying to keep my child in line, whooping them, I can't even whoop my own kids, though. You know what I'm saying? But how do you break the cycle? And you can't never discipline your own child. Every time you whoop your child, they're going to say, oh, my dad, a child abused me.
I tell you one thing, we're losing every day steadily, and we got to get back on point, but we're losing our rights every day steadily. You can't say something, you can't say nothing, you can't do something. Everyone is in the midst of your business at all times. You're under surveillance, and we're losing our rights as people.
I just to stick on this before we get off of it, think the same thing is damning him, just damning Ray Rice. When you have images and video of certain things, then people see how bad it really is. Yeah. So once they stop, once you start,
everybody look a certain way after a whooping.
But you think that, but once you see it, then it's like it's something visual that you can. He did this and did that. You know what I'm saying? So I think that.
Well, so if it's so bad, then why we haven't saw it? Why you ain't broken to the people, the world, the viewer, everybody giving their opinion?
No, they showed the picture.
They showed the
child leg.
Yeah, on Sports Center. Like, we all agree that it's not a problem. Me and Bebe cousins, so we grew up like that.
This is the era of standing in the corner. I'm going to take your cell phone for an hour while you're getting cussed out by your child.
No, this is an era where same-sex marriage is legal.
Yeah.
They have same-sex cartoons where men kissing men. So
really?
This is the stuff they portraying to the kids. So, of course, they're not going to want you to discipline your kid and teach your kid right from wrong.
I don't want to stay on Adrian Peterson. I just think that the point I'm making, overall point I'm making is once sponsors go, I don't see anybody. Especially a black player who can get away with it. You know what I'm saying?
Let's really in, because I was about to get on.
I'm going to whoop my child. I don't care what no one say.
And he said, I think about it. So I think he's still going
to
whip his child.
It's going to be some discipline. And he go to hell and suck the dick of that gay cartoon.
Yeah. But let's go ahead and slide to the next game. It's Tennessee at Cincinnati. Cincinnati, look, the line of Cincinnati by 7. I think Cincinnati covers. I was just saying, if you ask me who the 4 best teams are right now, I would say Denver. I would say Cincinnati,
San Diego,
and
Panthers playing good ball.
I think I like Seattle, especially at home, better. You know what I'm saying? But I think those are the 4 best teams, or at least they up there. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I got Cincinnati winning. I got them winning by 10.
I take Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati cover.
I got Cincinnati too. They cover.
Cincinnati. At home.
Cincinnati.
Do they cover much?
Do they win by more than a touchdown? I'm on the same. Yeah. The next game is Baltimore at Cleveland. Calhoun, I want to just say this. We talked you into going away from Pittsburgh last week, me and Double R. What were your thoughts on Baltimore when you saw the game?
I should have picked Baltimore. But I didn't know they would look like that either.
Long term, do they look like a contender?
I don't
think everybody could jump in that.
I don't think they look like that.
Well, to be honest, Baltimore looked amazing to me. If you add Ray Rice with that offense that they got.
Shit, them two running backs they did looked good.
I'm telling you, that's a hell of a situation right there. They're a contender.
But on the flip side of that, I think that's just like the Falcons game against the Saints.
You think it's fool's
just,
gold?
Yeah.
It's
still up in the alpha right now, because you can never determine too early in the season. You know, you got key injuries, key losses, so you can never determine.
That Steve Smith pickup was the guy in the world that the Panthers get
great
rid of Steve
pickup.
Panthers
Smith.
Thought he couldn't play no more.
That was the dumbest thing they did. And
did you see sound effects from week one?
When he was like, y'all said I can't play no more, I'm going to show you.
Find out week 4.
He's going to bring it.
All right, Mr. MLB, I'm going to bring this to you because you're a Baltimore fan.
Sometimes.
Which, are they as good as they played Thursday, or that was just an aberration?
Oh, of course they get up to play Pittsburgh. Everybody know that. But I think they'll still be a good team. I think they'll still be 1 or 2 in their division. I still think they make the playoff.
Okay. All right, the line is Baltimore by 2. I'll start with you, Mr. MLB.
Oh, yeah, they cover the spread. I think so.
I take that, Baltimore. Cover the spread. No doubt.
What'd you say? Yeah, I think so, too. Even though I think it's going to be a pretty good game, one, it's a divisional game. 2, the Browns really playing good. The problem with picking so early in the season, you don't know the identity of anybody. And everybody have this week, they look like Pro Bowlers and stars. Next week, they look like garbage bins.
It's really a tough game. I really want to go with the Browns, but
Don't worry, Major. Stop right there. This digital Darren, I go with the Browns. That's my upset pick of the week.
The Browns. Go ahead, Major. The Browns reloaded up on defense. So that's a good thing. They secondary may be a little better than what everybody giving them credit for.
You believe in Hoyer?
I believe he's good enough at home.
So I say Cleveland.
Stick a fork in him. They done.
They playing ball now.
When it comes to their balls more the way they offense look compared to they always have a defense.
Think about it, Cleveland came back and should have beat Pittsburgh.
That's Pittsburgh. It's different. It's a different situation than Baltimore.
This is my thing, though. We got way as many weapons than Baltimore.
Who
is we?
Who do?
The New Orleans Saints. Hands down.
Why?
And they beat y'all.
Why they do? Them. No, they don't. No, they don't.
Not no more.
Wait. Is the game?
What you got? You ain't got nobody but Colson and Graham. Nah,
we got Brandon Cooks. We got Kennedy.
Wait, nobody. We ain't nobody.
Yeah. Let's go on and move to the next game.
This motherfucker compared team to an 0-2 team.
So you saying New Orleans right now have more weapons than either one of them teams in Cleveland? That was a for sure win. That was a genuine win Cleveland had over New Orleans.
Negative.
Jordan lost to the Falcons.
In overtime, right?
Yeah. So next game, Green Bay at Detroit. Line is Detroit by one.
I'm going Green Bay. I'm going Green Bay.
I take Detroit.
Aaron Rodgers not gonna have too many bad games.
I take Detroit, man. I think Megatron, man. It's just
They play 2-on-11.
Megatron gonna make them.
How long can you keep playing 2-on-11?
They've been doing about 5-6 years.
They got a good acquisition in the off season.
I'm going Green Bay. Me personally. I'm going Green Bay, but boy, I think it's going to be a good one. And again, Detroit, they got enough.
Yeah, it will be a good one.
They still got Reggie. They still got Reggie tight end. But they got good defense, too, and a great defensive line. They got a squad on them.
But guess what, though? Let me tell you something. Julius Peppers and Clay Matthews is going to have a field day.
This Darren, I'm going with Green Bay. I think Major said it best. It's only so long you can play 2-on-11, and then you can't do it against a good team to win.
It's impossible.
All right, next is the Colts at the Jaguars. I start the line. I had Jaguars going 8-8.
Keep going with your guys.
I am. I'm going with Jacksonville. Upset pick number two, Darren Speak.
I'm going with the Colts.
I ain't going.
Andrew Luck, man.
All day.
Oh, yeah. Luck ain't going 0-3. You can stick that in your wherever you want to stick it.
Colts.
You see that on Lord the Lions on Jacksonville.
Yeah, they
have. All right. Next, the Raiders at the Patriots.
Wait, do they cover the spread, the 7?
I got Jacksonville winning, so they down.
No, I'm saying everybody, do they beat
Do they beat the Colts by more than 7?
Yes.
I mean, the Jacksonville by more than 7.
Jacksonville beat Jacksonville
by
10.
All right. I'm going to say less than the spread. It's still a divisional game.
The Raiders at the Patriots. I think everybody here going to say New England, but the more interesting thing is the line.
No, that's my upset pick. I take the Raiders.
They got strong defensive play, and I think Tom Wilson, he done played against Tom Brady enough. He a veteran, he gonna play good.
Hey,
did you pull this
pick out your asshole?
No.
All right, that's your pick. Okay, thanks, Mr. MOB Major. Go ahead, Major.
I'm going with Tom Brady. So what is the
point? The point spread, New England by 14.5.
I don't think they cover that, but I'm going with New England.
Baby.
I take New England, but I don't think they cover 14.
Calhoun?
New England and they cover the 14.5.
That's a lot of points on a good defense, though.
This is Darren. 14.5 is a lot of points in any NFL game.
It's like college.
That's a college line. Darren, New England, they cover. They win by 20. They finna beat the shit out of these people.
Boom!
Boom! They can't make this line high.
That's a big negative.
That's one of those you can't get this line high enough.
Yo, they can't get this line high enough. Next game in 49ers at Cardinals.
I got the Cardinals.
I got 49.
The line is San Francisco by 3.
I take the 49.
With a
questionable
three.
Patrick Peterson, I'm going with the
49.
I take the
49
by 3.
That's a great
pick.
This Darren, I got Arizona winning too. Next, the Broncos at the Seahawks, the game everybody talks about and wants to see.
Payne Manning, baby!
The line is Seattle by 4.5.
Payback time. I'm with Payne. I'm riding with Payne. I hate white boy. I'm wild with Payne.
I said that today. Payne Manning got a payback for that.
I'm going with Denver, man.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you what the Chargers just showed them with a good tight end, being afraid to go toward Richard Sherman, you can beat them.
And you got to pick up the blitz. And the thing about Earl Thomas got hurt in the game Sunday.
Phillip Rivers exposed Cam Chancellor. He a hitter, but he can't cover nobody.
Yeah. You got to be able to pick up the blitz. Yep. That's the first thing. He got to be able to pick up that blitz.
Regardless, I got Seattle. At home.
I got the Broncos.
At home, Seattle is hella strong. I don't see them losing back-to-back. And I love Peyton Manning. I really feel bad going against Peyton Manning.
If you pick up that blitz, they blitz help them get pressure on the quarterback instantly. So their secondary looks great.
So let me flip it and ask you.
Blitz and beat the blitz, then you can beat them. You're exposed. You see, San Diego prepared a perfect game, had a perfect game plan for them.
So let me flip it and ask y'all this question. If I told y'all in week 3 Seattle would be 1-2, what would you say?
I can go for that.
Hell no.
I can go for that. I didn't think they would be 3-0. I say 2-1. It's still the NFL. You know what I mean?
2-1.
They just had a great run.
It depends on who they played the first 3 games. I just want to say, God, they Seattle, it's impossible they'll be 1-2. You can just say who they played. They played some pretty good team. They beat Green Bay. Green Bay was all right. And San Diego played them good.
I can't go against Peyton Manning. That go against every third of me. I'm going Denver.
To be honest, everybody would have thought Aaron Rodgers would have gave a better fight than Rivers.
But not to go. I think where crippled them and not to stay on Green Seattle too long was not going to Richard Sherman. You have to use the whole field. I don't give a damn. Unless his name Deion Sanders and he ran 21.
If his name Deion Sanders, see Dallas went to him when they played Michael Irvin. And San Francisco went to Jerry Rice.
Yeah. So. Continue with the 4 o'clock game. Excuse me. It's Kansas City at Miami.
Miami.
The line is Miami by 5.
I don't think they cover.
They don't cover. Yeah, I got Miami too. They don't cover. But I got Miami winning.
Miami at home?
Yeah, Miami at home.
I'm going with Miami.
Kansas City, man. That's my defense. I got
on
my fantasy.
I'm going with Miami.
We already told you. I already talked to you about that. Watching the fantasy. Room for your fantasy team and watching football.
Next game, Pittsburgh at Cam Newton.
Big Cam, baby. I'm taking Cam Newton.
I'm taking the Panthers, too.
Carolina by 3.5.
They win. They cover.
I'm going Carolina.
By self.
I hate these motherfuckers. We in the same
division.
Carolina wins
because Pittsburgh's defense is old. They look old.
What you always say about?
Porn stars and football teams. So you got Carolina.
Of course.
I got Carolina, too. I don't think they cover, but I think they win. Last game.
Don't think they can win by 3?
It's 3.5, so they got to win by 4.
Oh, yeah. I still take that.
They'll be good. All right, the last game, Chicago at New York. Line is Jets by 2.5. Geno time, Calhoun.
Yeah, I got Chicago. My guy, Brandon Marshall, my fantasy guy. I don't like Jay Cutler. I think Jay Cutler is like digging in the bag and pulling out a raffle ticket. But, nah, I'm going with the Bears. The Bears.
The Bears.
Well, you know Vic, my boy, so.
Who's not going to see Brandon?
But, since Vic's not in the lineup, and Cutler have some hell of a weapons, there's no way I can go against the Bears. I'm going with the Bears.
Major.
Going with the Bears, but I wouldn't be a surprise if it's an upset.
It is upset. Digital Darren, I got the Jets one.
No Charles Tillman.
It won't be
gotta with cover Eric Decker.
Jay Cutler is involved in this game. So you never can just say without a doubt this is a win.
But so is Geno Smith.
Yeah. Which is why you can never say without a doubt it's a New York Jets win. Exactly. Go both ways. That way you take the home team.
So I'm gonna go with the white guy.
Unpredictable black guy, unpredictable white guy. You go with the white guy.
Give me the white guy.
Jerry Allen coming.
Damn, you got 5 upset picks. You better rethink it.
My upset picks worked last week.
It damn sure did.
They're going to fail him this week. It damn no sure way is. In the hell the Jets going to win.
Nah, he got a lot of them. It damn sure is.
All right, thank y'all for listening.
I'm banking on it.
Thank y'all for listening. This has been DigitalDarren.com. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.